Everybody.
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 We're back.
Remember that song that we were supposed to write for you the last episode called Nut to Butt?
About nuts and butts and rockabilly?
And military slang?
And military slang?
Here it is. And plus our outro.
By Shannon and Scott.
Bye.
We don't talk how the civvies talk. No, we don't talk how the civvies talk. We don't talk like that because we don't rock how the civvies rock. When you got a snafu, you can call on me. And whether it's land, air, or sea, I'll rock right up, nut to butt.
Rock right up, nut to butt.
And I'll help you right out of your rut. Yeah, if you've gone over the hill, you call me. We'll ride on my bird with Bitch and Betty. Won't fang you, friend, whether or not.
Won't fang you, friend, whether or not.
It's a straight up Charlie Fox trot. If you go faux, then you know how this music go.
Rockabilly.
Rockabilly.
Snafu nut to butt. A nut to butt snafu sounds like
something that happens. Oh, God. That sounds like a night in the emergency room.
Yeah, I was going to say it sounds like a mixed up person who went to the wrong bar. Like, oh, no. I went to, I was trying to think of a clever name for a gay bar. I went to the
GoFo.
The bear hole.
Bear hole? What? At least say, like, foxhole to keep the military theme going.
I guess so. And I had a nut to butt snafu at the bear hole. Is what it was. Anyway.
The bear trap.
Yeah, bear trap. That's a good one.
The otter den.
Do otters have dens?
I don't know.
Where do otters sleep?
Creeks?
But, like, floating? No, they have to have, like, a little nest.
Otter nest?
Do otters have
nests?
Nests? Question mark.
Do otters have vests?
Do otters have vest? Is what you Googled. Mackinaw wool vest. Oh,
God. What materials do otters use to build shelter? Is it like a dam?
No, I don't think they make a nest.
Otter building nest with baby.
Okay,
otter.
So otters have nests. And, good to know.
And crawdads have traps.
Crawdads have traps. Well, we trap crawdads in traps. Crawdads have hidey holes?
Yes, hidey holes.
A crawdad
Fox
hidey
holes.
Hole, yes.
The crawdad hole.
Yeah.
That's our gay bar.
Our, like, Appalachian gay bar.
I had a nut to butt snafu down at the crawdad hole.
Never can tell down there.
Never can tell. Might get pinched. Might get pinched right on your nut to butt.
I honestly thought when I first read nut to butt that it was going to be something about your taint.
Like the space between the nut and the butt?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, maybe there's a part of the uniform, like a patch there or something.
A nut to butt.
A nut to butt patch.
Yeah. Nope. Like, now I'm going to start thinking of all the things we could call nut to butts. Like a bicycle seat.
Yeah, bicycle seat would work. Is that it?
A broomstick if you're Harry Potter.
Nut to butt. The nut to butt 5,000.
I'll be the best seeker on the team with my nut to butt 5,000.
Oh, he bludged my nut to butt.
Bludged it?
Bludgeoned?
I think it's bludgeoned.
Bludgeoned. I never read the book.
He bludged my nut to butt. What do you think will be different when you come back married from Europe when we record?
I'll have a ring on.
Okay, well, like, whoopty freaking do.
Like, it's a nice ring.
Like, yeah, I know it's a nice ring, but like.
I'll be fatter.
Definitely.
I'll be in everything and
just
drank everything.
Just that will feed you so much.
I might still be drunk.
Cool.
I will have an accent.
Yes.
But from which country is TBD?
So, until December, I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together, we're
nut to butt.
We are nut to butt.
One, two, three, four.
Song Salad.
With Shannon and Scott. Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're
together at last.
Together forever.
We're tying a knot.
Like the project for Trevor. I don't remember. Ooh, what's the lead rhyme?
They never can sever.
They never can sever. Not. It's not about LGBTQ.
No, it isn't. Youth. Oh, but that would be a great Annie.
Yeah.
Oh, an orphan because he's kicked out of his house because he's gay.
We'll be right back while we go write the next great American musical. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next week. Can I just say also that we were in Amsterdam and there was something about gay rights that said LGBTQIA.
Yes.
And I was like, they're adding more letters all the time.
They're going to take the whole alphabet.
We need to simplify it back to just like one word because it's too many letters.
Make the alphabet great again.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about the alphabet. I'm just saying like, we just need it. We need an all-encompassing word that's going to include everyone.
Doesn't queer do that?
You'd think.
I think it does.
But does the Q stand for queer or questioning?
Questioning.
Didn't it used to stand for queer?
I'm not sure.
I think it did.
I really do not know.
And what's I? Intersex?
Intersex or...
And then A is asexual?
Like... Yes. That is for sure.
A is for Annie.
A is for Annie.
LGBTQIA Annie.
TM.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we were going to do this whole intro about how I'm back now.
You're
we're
back
together
and
again,
you were on a honeymoon.
But we've already gone off on two tangents.
Just off the rails. Just
already.
So hard. This train, the wheels came off the bus and already.
The wheels on the bus go crashing down the hill.
Yes. Yeah. But
yes, I'm back.
You're back from Europe and it was wonderful.
It was incredible. Like, all jokes aside, go to Europe, everyone. It's awesome.
Scott is the last person
I'm the last
to realize
person.
That Europe is awesome.
Well, you don't think these places are real until you go.
Yeah, is that how it works?
Yes. You're like, oh, it's, you know, I see it in movies. I read books about it. But is it really there? And then you fly there and you're like, that took a long time. I guess I'm here.
I'm glad that you finally have come. You're now a Europe believer.
I am.
You're a European believer.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Because that's how I am with countries. It's like, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah. It's like Santa Claus.
The pyramids do not exist right now in my mind.
You have a little problem with object permanence with countries.
Yeah. I've known that about myself for a while.
Yeah. Well, I think I should also be congratulated because I succeeded in not texting you inane things while you were in Europe.
Thank you, because I was on a very limited phone plan.
Yes, I was very good, and I didn't text you, but I did write, here is my list of things.
Oh, it's an actual list.
It's literally a list of things.
Down,
yes, so every time I had the impulse to text you,
uh-huh.
instead I wrote it down in this list.
Wow.
So there are such gems like, remember Urbo?
I do remember Urbo.
There was a drink I had where they lit a lime on fire.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. At
RKC. I actually had a drink in London that had a burnt lemon in it.
Oh.
It was very good. It was gin, 12-year-old Japanese whiskey, yuzu, and a burnt lemon.
Is this what the whole podcast is going to be now? I tell you something, and then you tell me something that's better from your honeymoon?
From Europe, yes.
Yeah. Great. Let's keep trying. Okay, so here's another one.
Yeah.
I just saw a guy accidentally knock a girl's pizza out of her hands.
No.
And I started laughing because it reminded me of when you started playing Happy Birthday with such a flourish that you spilled my wine down my shirt.
That's true. I did a big arpeggio to the top of the piano
and I was sitting
Shannon's
next to Scott.
Wine glass out of her hand.
Yep.
Right as the birthday person walked
yes.
into the room.
And we could not stop laughing for the entire birthday song. We're making caramel apples at the office today.
Typical office activity.
What's another good one? I'm thinking of getting new glasses.
And you literally wrote these things down in a list.
Yes,
because texting me.
Because I literally would have texted you that.
Right, but that's the kind of text where you send it hoping for me to respond and be like, oh,
yeah.
Tell me more.
Yes.
So then on your list, did you say like what you would have said if I responded?
Or no,
you just stopped there.
Yeah, I just stopped there.
So
let
that we could talk about it later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So that we could have like this conversation.
Yeah.
I
worry though, because what if there were an emergency and you're like, I normally text Scott about this. You're like, on your list, it says, I'm stuck in the bathroom. And for 3 weeks, you've just been stuck in the bathroom.
I would definitely text Josh if there were an emergency.
What does Josh know about bathrooms?
Let me tell you. No, I would have texted you if it were an emergency. But here is a really important one.
Okay.
And it pertains to Song Salad.
All right, good.
The big fucking plane mystery has been solved.
Really?
Yes.
Thank God.
Yeah, so last week, well, not last week, last actual episode we did, which last was month. Like forever ago, I was convinced that there was a military acronym that stood for something like big fucking plane.
Yes.
And we couldn't figure it out. We Googled it, which was a huge mistake. Do not Google it.
Do not Google it. I remember that now.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
So our friend Alexa Googled it.
Uh-oh.
And she said, first of all, we were right. She and her husband, Dave, should not have Googled it.
I think I might have heard the screams from the east side.
Yeah, seriously. So they Googled it. And then the next day, her husband texted her and was like, maybe Shannon was thinking of BUFF, which is an acronym for a plane that stands for Big Ugly Fat Fuck.
Oh.
Big fucking plane.
How did Dave know that?
Because he's amazing.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. And thank you, Lexa. You put my mind. I was in such, like, I had such agita, like, from that mistake. Yeah.
Yeah. But I will also say, Dave and Alexa, this is what Twitter is for. Yeah. You need to stop telling us these things in person.
No, I'm so glad that she did. I had like this like revelation with her. It was great.
That's awesome.
So they're awesome. And thank you, Dave, for the peace, the inner peace that comes with knowing big, ugly, fat fuck.
And thank you to every other listener of Song Salad for being so patient with me in particular over these past couple weeks. I know things have been really busy and crazy, but, you know, a wedding and a honeymoon that I'll obviously never forget was definitely worth it.
He just forgot all of you while he was there.
I forgot all of you.
Yeah.
But I won't forget those things.
But we're back. Yes.
And we have a great episode for you today. You already heard our rockabilly song that we neglected to bring you last time. And now we're going to bring you a brand new Utahn and a brand new salad. I mean, no, just song. Brand new song.
But do we call it a salad?
Brand new song.
Song.
Yeah.
Should we do our Utahn first?
I think so.
Okay. So our Utahn, it's going to be a quick one this week. We got a donation from our friend Todd, at Todd the Linguist on Twitter, who we've talked about many times. Wanted a ringtone, which is a really fun assignment for a Utahn.
Yeah.
And his current ringtone is, if you know the cartoon BoJack Horseman, I don't know if you've watched BoJack, but one of the characters on BoJack Horseman has a ringtone that is a parody of the Serial podcast theme song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Sarah Koenig's voice talking over like the Serial, like little like chords. Ding, 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 ding. And it's saying like, pick up the phone, basically, is what it's saying. So, in the spirit of podcast theme song ringtones.
So that he doesn't have to change his life that dramatically.
Yeah. No, this is just going to be a slight, like a jump to the left.
Right. You know, because our podcast is the same level of popularity as Serial.
Yeah. Oh, that's also what happened while you were on your honeymoon, is we blew up.
Right.
Yeah. We're super famous now.
Right.
So, here is your Utahn, Todd.
Here's your new ringtone.
Yes.
Enjoy. 1, 2, 3, 4. Call.
Phone call.
For Todd Snyder.
So enjoy your Utahn.
And everyone call Todd. Here's his phone number.
Yeah. The dox Todd right now. No, that's not good. We are still running our Give Forward campaign until the end of the year. And we have a ton of Utahns still lined up. We have like five or six other Utahns already. So it'll
even though we're ending our collection of money, our solicitation of funds at the new year, we will probably be releasing these Utahns, you know, into the new year.
Yes.
Unless we can magically catch up before then, but I don't want to rush them.
Yeah.
So
we want them all to be perfect, bespoke little cupcakes of croutons.
Artisan Utahns.
Yes. We have a bunch of salad spinners too, which is awesome. Thanks, guys.
Yes,
our first one Is from Nubia Torres.
Hey, Nubia.
Super fan Nubia Torres.
You may have heard her Utah last week. Well, 2 weeks ago.
Yes, and she is still better than you. So
still.
And her salad spinner suggestion is turkeys singing Christmas carols.
This is going to be good.
Yes.
First, we had Michael Bolton singing Drake, and now we have turkeys singing Christmas carols.
Yes. So this is great. A good kickoff to the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
So what Christmas, should we like each pick a Christmas carol? Should we like sing a Christmas carol together?
Let's do one together.
Okay.
Yeah.
What Christmas carol do you want to do?
Do you have a favorite? I do.
I do as well.
What's yours?
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Mine's not far off. Mine is The Christmas Song.
Which is The Christmas Song? Chestnuts roasting over the, yeah. Okay.
Let's do Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Okay.
All right, as turkeys.
Okay.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
I was like purring. It was very weird.
It's hard to do a turkey noise.
Yeah.
Like,
but like, that's a drowning turkey.
This just in. Turkey singing just sounds like someone drowning.
It does. It does. Good job, Nubia.
Thank you.
Cracked that open. Oh.
This week on Song Salad.
Thank God.
We are doing Celtic music.
Celtic music. Oh, thank God.
Celtic Thunder.
So the examples on Mood Views are all Enya and two other people.
Yeah. Well, and then there's also Celtic Woman.
Singing Carol of the Bells.
Oh, wow. Celtic music.
Celtic music. Can it just be Enya? Can we just do Enya?
Celtic music has deeper roots than Enya.
Yeah.
It is a broad grouping of music genres that evolved out of the folk music traditions of the Celtic people of Western Europe. It refers to both orally transmitted traditional music and recorded music, and the styles vary considerably to include everything from trad or traditional music to a wide range of hybrids. So I think we should probably not go all the way back.
Yeah, no.
Which is just like harp and flute kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Should we just jump right into like Celtic pop kind of stuff in the style of Enya?
I guess. So Celtic music means two things, according to Wikipedia. It means the music of the peoples identifying themselves as Celts. And then second, it refers to whatever qualities may be unique to the musics of the Celtic nations. So you could be, it could be Celtic music, even if you're just a Celtic person who's playing something else.
That makes sense.
But it also could be like traditionally, ethnically Celtic music.
Gotcha. There are some traits here of Celtic music that Wikipedia lists.
Okay, that would be good to follow.
The common melodic practices that are used widely across Celtic music are, it is common for the melodic line to move up and down the primary chords in many Celtic songs. Melodic variation can be easily introduced, and it's used widely in Celtic music. It is easier to anticipate the direction the melody will take so that harmony can be introduced to the melody, basically. The melody will be the first thing. The wider tonal interviews in some songs.
Interviews? Wow.
Back at it. The relatively wider tonal intervals in some songs make it possible for stress accents within the poetic line to be more in keeping with the local Celtic accent.
That's interesting.
That's cool.
There are a lot of forms of Celtic music. So some that I've, like, you know, that you might expect, like Celtic rock, Celtic metal, Celtic punk. But then there's also things like Walking Song
and Prita Bill and Conhad Discan and
Pribach
Schonbach Song
Strafspace.
Hmm.
This is actually, though, you know what? This is finally a genre that we're white enough to do.
At long last.
At long last.
We found our true calling.
We have. So I think we're just like, let's pick a lane here and just like dive into it.
Let's do it. So traditional Celtic music, I think one of the songs that people would instantly know is Danny Boy.
Sure.
I think that's probably a good example of like, if we were going to go traditional, it would be something like Danny Boy, which if you haven't heard is like, oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the countryside. Like, that's, you know, Celtic traditional.
Yes.
If we were going to go with, like, Celtic rock, that would be more like, you know, like Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah.
Like, those kind, like Boston, Molly? Flogging Molly, like, those kinds of bands, which could be fun, too.
Yeah. I'm kind of, like, into doing something that's going to be more like...
Like Enya?
Like Loch Lomond or like...
Like traditional.
Yeah. Or like...
Like a like Irish tenor kind of a ballad.
But something that Enya did, and I am intimately familiar with Enya. I don't know if you know this
We're
about
gonna
me.
Have to talk a little more about that.
Yes. So something that Enya did is she would take traditional Celtic folk songs and she would like Enya them up.
Right.
And so they would be like really ethereal and like hooty. Soundscape-y and like, and- yeah.
Well, do you want to do that?
Yeah, maybe.
All right. So our Enya example song is one of Shannon's favorites.
This wasn't one of my favorites, but...
Then you're not a true fan.
I know. All the people on the YouTube comments of Enya songs would have me massacred. But, true. So I dreamt I dwelt in marble halls... Or just Marble Halls, as it's called on Enya's album, mm-hmm. The Day Without Rain.
Okay.
And the reason I picked it is because I had a suspicion that it might have been like an old Irish folk song or mm-hmm. hymn. And it's not actually a folk song or a hymn, but it's thematically appropriate because it is a popular aria from an 1843 opera called The Bohemian Girl by... an Irish composer, Michael William Balfe, and lyrics by Alfred Bunn. So, Irish composer lyricist team wrote this opera in the 1840s, and this is an aria from it that Enya has taken and Enya'd up.
And Enyized.
Enyized, which means like lots of whooshy, atmospheric,
right.
Hooty kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In synthesizer terms, that's called a pad.
Oh, a pad. Okay.
Yeah, when you have that kind of just like wash of sound with other things happening around it.
So very padded.
So, yeah. And I'll talk more about instrumentation later to echo what Enya's doing. But here is a little bit of Marble Halls by Enya. Incidentally, Marble Halls is my new drag name. Here you go.
Serves at my side, and of all who assembled within those walls, that I was the hope and the pride. I had riches all too great.
Scott, wake up. Scott, it's over. Wait, you have to keep recording the podcast.
Giuseppe, is that you?
Brava, Luna.
Oh, I found the truffle, Giuseppe. Sorry, I fell asleep for a second there.
Yeah, so here's why I know Enya so well.
Yeah.
Because I used to listen to her to fall asleep.
Oh, really? It was like a sleep aid?
Yeah, when I was in high school, I made myself a mix CD mm-hmm. of, I called it Sleep Songs.
Uh-huh.
And it was mostly Enya.
Yep.
Also, like, half of Holst's The Planets.
Oh, good. That's a good one.
Yeah. So those are my sleep songs.
If I were your brother, Colin, who, mm-hmm. I don't know, does he listen to this?
No.
Okay. I would have taken that CD and made another version of it without you knowing, and in the middle of it just put, like, the loudest heavy metal, like, after one or two Enya songs.
Yeah. See, you're giving my brother a lot more technological credit than he should get because
true.
He does not know how to do that.
He does not own a computer. Is that correct?
You are correct. I think he has an iPad right now. But for a while, he didn't have anything.
So maybe he doesn't know what a podcast is.
No, he 100% does not listen to this and would not know how to subscribe to a podcast. If I was like, Colin, it is very important to me that as your sister, you listen to my podcast, and he would not know what to do.
Love you, Colin.
Yep.
All right. Mwah. So, Enya.
Enya. Okay.
Let's talk about Enya a little bit.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay, so she has a name that has a lot of crazy accents on it and a lot of letters that are mooshed together that normally aren't together in English because it obviously...
Well, it's Celtic, it's right?
Gaelic?
Yeah. Gaelic.
Right? Gaelic? Celtic? Balls. Is it... I don't know. Anyway, cut that. She was born into a musical family and was raised in the Irish-speaking area of Gwydor. Gwydor.
In County Donegal.
County Donegal, yeah. She began her professional music career at 18, and she joined her family's Celtic band in the 1980s on keyboard and backing vocals. And then she, in 1982, she started pursuing her solo career. And her first projects were actually for the BBC, The Frog Prince in 1985, and then a documentary series called The Celts. And then, which that was actually released as her debut album, Enya.
Oh, so it was originally background music for a documentary.
That makes so much sense.
I get it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get you, Enya.
Yeah. And then people were like, I could fall asleep to this.
That documentary must have been.
Woof, man.
That's pre-Ken Burns, too.
Yeah. 1987, The Celts. All right, cool.
Wow.
So from then, she had a bunch of albums. So Enya was her first, then Watermark, then Shepherd Moons, The Memory of Trees, A Day Without Rain. And that's like the only time the like, who can say where the day goes, where the
only time. Which is the title of the song.
Yes, yes.
Only time, yeah.
And then following that was Amarantine in 2005 and Winter Came in 2008. And then she took a break until 2012 and released Dark Sky Island. I have not listened to anything since Shepherd Moons, which was 1991. Yeah. She's never done a concert tour.
Never.
Never.
Interesting.
Which is kind of crazy. She's Ireland's biggest selling solo artist. Second overall behind U2.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. She sold 26.5 million certified albums in the United States and 80 million worldwide. She's one of the best-selling music artists of all time.
I mean, I believe it. I mean, everyone knows who she is.
Yes.
Even if you're not a fan of her
music. If you're just making fun of her.
Yeah.
Yes. So, like, right on, Enya.
Well, she can laugh all the way to the bank.
And her actual name is, like, if I were saying this in English, I would say... Ethne Padraigini Behronin.
Which I guess is pronounced Enya Patricia Brennan.
So Enya Patricia Brennan.
There you go.
Cool.
So we're going to write a Celtic pop song, basically.
But like still like floaty.
In the style of Enya.
Yeah.
Which means we need a topic. Wait, hold on. There's a knock at the door.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hey, Shannon and Scott.
Hi.
Tell us your names so we have it on the air.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Andy. And together we're
Andy and Kelly.
Hey, that's our line.
Oh, yeah. I know I heard it somewhere. We'll give you credit.
Oh, thanks. Just 10 cents every time you use it.
Oh, okay.
All right.
We'll get that right to you.
Just check in the mail.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we have an unprecedented live salad spinner suggestion from Kelly and Andy.
Ah, yes. Okay. So a salad spinner suggestion, since it is coming up on the holiday season, and I think our favorite holiday Christmas TV show is Peanuts, Charlie Brown Christmas.
Very good.
Yes.
So, yes, so you can choose from any of the characters from Peanuts.
Ah.
That's a suggestion. Do you have anything better, Kelly?
Whatever you say, honey.
That's perfect. That's a very good sauce spinner.
That's because she's reading cue cards. That's what I held up.
All right. Peanuts for the salad spinner.
Sounds good.
Thank you. I mean, that's also a good salad topping.
Oh, really?
Peanuts.
Yes, Vomit.
So, who's your favorite Peanuts character?
I like the little bird.
Woodstock.
Yeah. He goes like...
Well, I guess that's your contribution. Is he eating Snoopy? What's he doing?
No, he's like grumbling. You know, when he gets like knocked off the doghouse, he's like...
Yeah. I like when Snoopy like cries or thinks something is gross and he goes...
I like
but like really high pitched.
Yes. Like, I'm glad we both chose non-human characters in the Peanuts.
Okay.
The Error Motor Windmill Company is an American manufacturer of wind-powered water pumps. The widespread use of their distinctive wind pumps on ranches throughout the arid plains and deserts of the United States has made their design a quintessential image of the American West, and you absolutely know what this thing looks like.
So not like one of those windmills, not like the Dutch windmill shape, not like the big modern like four-bladed
turbines,
but this is like the metal multi- fan-bladed kind of windmill
with like with a paddle on the end of
it. Paddle on the back.
Yeah.
Like standing up on a high Eiffel Tower-shaped platform.
Yeah. Like, you know when you think of, like, Oklahoma? Or like, the like the prairie?
It's definitely a prairie look.
And they, like, pan past. Like, Chip and Joanna Gaines definitely have one of these on their property, even though it doesn't function anymore.
Right.
It's like one of those things.
And it's a wind-powered water pump.
I never thought to be like, why the hell is there a dinky windmill on farm?
Never questioned it.
It's a water pump.
And specifically made by this Air Motor company.
Yeah.
Made this look. So Laverne Noyes was the founder of Air Motor Windmill Company. He had hired the engineer Thomas O'Perry for a different job, but saw the potential of the all-metal wind pump developed by Perry after extensive experiments. The first Air Motor was sold in 1888, with 24 windmills in total being sold in the first year. That's not a lot. Air Motor soon became a strong competitor among its contemporaries, selling over 20,000 by 1892. Over the next 30 years, Air Motor grew and expanded, introducing accessories and variants on the mathematical windmill. Laverne Noyes died in 1919. He left the Air Motor Company to a tax-paying trust with 48 colleges and universities as a beneficiary.
Oh, that's cool. What a cool dude.
They continued to manufacture... He died in 1919. He didn't know any better. He continued to manufacture windmills throughout World War II and helped produce top-secret Norden bombsight. What is that?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. It's for, like, sighting where to drop bombs.
So the same company that made these windmills helped make bomb sites for World War II.
They were purchased and sold, and they merged with some other people.
Yeah, they're still around.
Not that interesting. There's a list here of Error Motor fire towers and windmills that are on the National Register of Historic Places.
Huh.
And you can click a bunch of them, and I bet we can look at a bunch of windmills if we want.
Most of them are fire stations.
Yeah.
So water pumps at fire stations that used to be powered by wind.
Wait, click one of them.
That makes sense.
Click Poco Moonshine.
Poco Moonshine Mountain Fire Observation Station in Chesterfield, New York.
Yes, click that, please. Oh.
It's a historic lookout tower.
It's not even a windmill.
Well, it probably used to be.
Okay, so an Enya-style song about the Error Motor Windmill Company.
Or about the windmills themselves?
I guess.
Or about the founder, Laverne Noyes, who also here in 1918 donated $2.5 million to establish scholarships for the veterans of World War I.
Aww.
The largest benefactors were the University of Chicago and Iowa State University. which was Laverne's alma mater. The scholarships are still available today.
Wow.
In addition, in 1913, Mr. Noyes gave a gift to the University of Chicago for a women's building, which is the current Ida Noyes Hall, named for his wife, which is interesting. Laverne is a man's name.
Yes.
Cool.
Back then, it didn't matter. People just named their kids whatever the hell was, like, passed in front of their eyes after they had them.
Like Pokemoonshine.
Pokemoonshine.
Well, this is kind of fitting.
Is it?
Like the sound of the wind going through a turbine is,
I guess,
very relaxing and okay. Style.
Okay. I'll incorporate some that.
Wind sounds into our song.
I mean, you have to incorporate wind sounds. All right, I gotta write it something about windmills.
All right, while you think about that.
Yeah, windmills.
I'm going to put together my quote-unquote band for Enya. So listening to that example, Marble Halls, and hearing some other Enya songs in my day, I know that she does use what I was talking about, which is a pad synthesizer, which is sort of a background sound, like a very long tone, a lot of sort of reverb sound, and a lot of the pads have elements in them where you still play just one note for a long time, but it sort of morphs and shifts as you're playing it, so it creates the illusion of texture.
It reminds me of some of the, like, trance music we've done.
Yeah. Yeah, especially the slower sections mm-hmm. of the trance music before the beat actually kicks in. I've used pads in the past for those. So I'm going to use pads. She uses a lot of harp in her music, which is a traditional Celtic instrument, so we'll do some harp in there as well. Some of her songs have percussion. The one we played, the example, did not have any, but Only Time does. Mm-hmm. So maybe we'll use some sort of distant percussion.
Sound of distant drums.
Exactly.
Yeah, very evocative.
I'll definitely use some wind sounds.
Yes.
And that's pretty much it. Other than that, it'll just be a lot of vocals. And since we're back in the same room again, I think it's only fitting that you provide the vocals for this week's episode.
Great. Fine. I'm down.
So I'm going to find those instruments. I've got my instruments.
Okay.
And here, I'll share the headphones with you so you can hear what they sound like.
Okay.
Too. So I decided to only search for synthesizers that had names that go with either a prairie or
oh,
wind.
Oh, you sure did.
So our first synthesizer pad is called Fireflies.
I'm which so sounds excited. Like this. Oh, okay.
Our second synthesizer pad is called Airways, which sounds...
Ooh.
So that's Airways.
Okay.
Our third synthesizer sound is called Peaceful Meadow, which sounds like this.
Very peaceful.
And our fourth synthesizer sound is called Distant Air, which sounds like this.
So far away.
Distant air. We then have our Celtic harp.
Ooh.
Which sounds like this.
Have we used a harp before?
I don't know if we've used a harp before.
Or maybe in the opera episode?
I believe very briefly, yes.
Or you did wind chimes. I don't remember.
I don't think we've used harp.
Woohoo! Look at this.
Here's Celtic harp. And then for drums, I think we'll probably incorporate at least some drums.
Sure.
I'm using what's called a cavern kit here on Logic, which is very distant sounding. It sounds like this. Mm-hmm. And then I found some wind online, too. So I have a wind sound that I'll use.
Cool.
So all those elements plus your glorious Enya voice will come together
oh boy.
For this song. Which, do you have lyrics?
I do have lyrics. Okay.
Please do tell.
So this is going to be, so here's some things I also learned about windmills. windmills are not as expensive as you might think.
Well, especially these kind, I bet.
Yeah. So yeah. Guess how much a complete 6-foot diameter windmill costs?
That's big. 6-foot diameter?
Yeah.
complete? So, like, with the stand and everything?
No. So, or, this is very funny because it says Aeromotor complete windmills, and then right under it says complete windmills do not include a tower or a stub tower.
Ah, okay. So, just the windmill itself.
Yeah.
How much would that cost? And you think it's inexpensive, so I'm going to go with $500?
Okay, no. Like, I would think they're inexpensive for, like, these giant pieces of... It's, like, $3,000.
Oh, okay.
But they go... And they go up to... The biggest one is 16 feet in diameter.
Holy crap.
And it's $14,000.
That's actually... Just yeah, for, like, not, the thing. That's not crazy.
Yeah. So I thought they'd be more. Anyway, there's also on their Aeromotor windmill company was a link to windmill school... So you better betcha that I clicked it.
You better betcha.
And it goes to New Mexico State University, has a windmill technology center.
Cool.
And their little like tagline is, helping to preserve the legacy of windmillers and an icon of the American West through training in windmill erection, repair, and wellhead protection. Hmm. So you can like learn how to take it's care like- of windmills.
It's like Prairie HVAC.
Yeah. And there's a certification workshop. And
which you signed up for?
Yeah, I signed us both up.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Haha. And
second honeymoon for me and Megan.
Windmill
to New Mexico.
So, well, you're in luck because the New Mexico State University Windmill Technology Center maintains a small collection of windmills.
Oh.
And it's an attractive display of popular windmill makes and models. And it is a must-see destination for visitors to New Mexico State University.
Does it really say an attractive collection?
It certainly does. An attractive display of popular windmill makes and models.
Wow. How did all this information affect your lyric writing?
So I basically did what I imagined a windmill school slash Aeromotor Windmill Company as like kind of like a promotional song.
Okay. I like it.
So just like lauding windmills.
Mm.
So here are my lyrics. By gone and forgotten, they toiled and pumped on the prairie, the mills of yore. But they made it possible to scratch out a life where there never was life before. And then the chorus, power as free as the wind. Adventure begins 'neath stars undimmed. Power as free as my soul, its virtues extol, our wind on a pole. Power.
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 And you said that you took a line from the website?
I did. So, power as free as the wind.
That's like, that was their tagline?
Yeah, it was like roll big on their homepage of the Aeromotor Wind Company.
Power, yeah. Dot, dot, dot. As free as the wind. All right. And power is in all caps.
Yes. Power, all caps, dot, 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 as free as the wind. So.
That's great. I mean, that's very, it's like an ode to the windmill.
Yes. An ode to the windmill.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's set it to some music that makes you sound like Enya.
Perfect. I'm excited.
Here we go. Do we have a title?
As free as the wind?
It's got to be.
Or wind on a pole.
Wind on a pole.
Wind on a pole.
Here's Wind on a Pole, a Celtic song.
By Shannon and Scott.
Oh,
What do you think Enya would say?
Something in a very strong Irish accent that I can't understand.
I was trying to think of like an Aaron Go Bra joke.
Aaron, go back to wherever you came from, because that was terrible.
Because that was terrible.
No, I liked it.
It definitely had the same mood.
Yeah.
As Enya.
Yeah. I don't quite have the like distant like flower child voice.
No.
That she has.
You were too easy to understand and yeah.
I think I had too much vibrato.
Maybe, yeah.
I feel like she doesn't really use vibrato.
No, she doesn't. It's very pure tone.
Yeah.
But we can't all be Enya, can we?
No. I did love the drums.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice surprise in the chorus.
Yeah, when the drums come in, it's like...
You feel it.
Yeah, it's pretty like Phil Collins, like just like...
Oh, yeah,
like,
you want to just like stand on top of an Irish cliffside and spin.
Yeah, yeah.
Feels good to be back.
It does feel good to be back.
Feels good to combine Enya and windmills and see what happens.
Feels like... An old hat now, Enya and windmills. Not the craziest combination we've had by far.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Thank you again to @ToddTheLinguist, Todd Snyder, for purchasing a Utahn. Hope you enjoy your ringtone and use it well.
And thank you @Nubia81, who suggested our first salad spinner.
And then the surprise second salad spinner from my in-laws, Kelly and Andy. Thank you.
If you want to buy a Utahn, there's still a little bit of time.
Until 2017,
yeah.
You can still buy Utahns for yourself or for friends and loved ones.
Which we have more friends and loved ones songs coming up.
We do.
And you can go to our website, Pod Salad Cast is what I was going to say, songsaladpodcast.com. And there's a link there. Follow us on Twitter @SongSaladCast.
And keep suggesting salad spinners.
And let's thank Kayla Wassel, because we haven't in a while, for our amazing cover art and album art that she has done, which is super cool. She's @KaylaWassil, W-A-S-I-L, on Twitter.
She created our entire brand.
Yeah, literally the whole thing. And I discovered this, which I haven't even gotten to tell you yet. I have it on my list of things to tell you, that there are other podcasts out there that are Wikipedia based.
Oh, I read the Twitter exchanges.
Okay, yeah, yes.
That's great.
So we have pod cousins out there.
So hello to our pod cousins.
WikiShipDown.
WikiShipDown.
And WikiQuest.
WikiQuest. So if you enjoy the Wikipedia theme on this podcast, check out the other podcasts that use Wikipedia. Well, until next time.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
Shannon Scott. Sports. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Captain Planet, he's our hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. He's our powers magnified, and he's fighting on the planet side. There's like a little interlude, and then Captain Planet's like, the power is yours, and then we're the Planeteers, you can be one too, cause saving our planet is the thing to do. Looting and polluting is not the way. Here's what Captain Planet has to say. Oh, then it's the power is yours.